pack your bags real good, baby, cause you'll be gone for a while. Wow, wow.
Stop blowing my buzz, quit killing it. So buy another round and try to shut us down. About an hour ago, but we still in this.
We still in this. We still in this. We still in this. We just turn this shit up loud and buy another round. They try to shut us down. Go, but we still in this.
I pull up in that automatic cook up. Be rich, pull up in that rooster till we wake up, put up. Got all these pounds. I work out, I'm doing cool. Just Bobby Banders in the building. Pop that, throw up, put up in the L. One time for an a like me with a squad like this. With a team so strong and the flow so cold. Ain't nothing but some bad, bad in my clique. What's up, Eastside?
What's up, Eastside?
We in it, bitch.
We in it, bitch.
They think they seeing me. But they ain't seen. Girls on the pole yelling, make me rich. Yeah. Girls on my shows wanna take my pick. Yeah, we can do this here all night. Can't tell me, nothing can't tell me. All in my zone, all on my own. Yeah. Open that pack, yeah. Rolling that strong. And we still up in this. Won't turn down, won't go home. Yeah.
I'm in my zone, I'm feeling it. Stop blowing my buzz, quit killing it. So buy another round. They tried to shut us down about an hour ago, but we still in this.
Meals on my ride, kept me swerving all of your side of town. Don't kill my vibe, I don't blow my high, just blow my guy. I'm so paid, I'm so fly, yo baby daddy, dear respect me, black, yeah, I, that no lie. I'm on my square, blowing circles in the air. Heard that purple, I'm a boss and you a worker. Listen here, boy, don't make me hurt you. You want trouble, I got plenty. How you want it? Bullet semen. I'm so rich, so all that what you kick it, don't offend me. Don't get cute off in it. I spend meals all in this shit. Boy, it been 11 years of this shit. Look at me now, stealing it. Yeah, I stand tall, no can't fall. You picking that stuff, can't touch G. See me, don't speak, ain't nothing G. I'm in my zone, don't fuck on me.
I'm in my zone, I'm feeling it. Stop blowing my buzz, quit killing it. So buy another round. They tried to shut us down about an hour ago.
Hello, everyone. Okay, I'm not hearing myself. Why is that? Okay, never mind. So it is working. Because I cannot hear myself. Okay, anyways, I hope you guys had a wonderful week. I know we had a solar eclipse last week, I believe. Even though we didn't really experience the whole totality of solar eclipse. It was intense. But how are you guys doing today? I didn't expect myself to be here right now, but I'm here. I wasn't here last week, and so it feels like I haven't been here in forever. I had an interesting week, like I said earlier. I was miserable for the whole week, starting from starting Saturday up to yesterday. Yes, I went to the ER yesterday because I was just in so much pain. It just happened randomly. Like, I had this called elbow tennis. If you guys are not aware what that is, it's when your tendon on your elbow, or like your tendon in your elbow gets inflamed because of overuse. I feel like it started on Thursday last week. I felt like some pain, but it was bearable. It was not as bad. So I thought it was just one of those days that, because I had a surgery on my right arm, and sometimes it would hurt, but it's not as bad, and it would go away after a few hours. So I thought it was just one of those days. And so the next day, Friday, I remember attending my class for on Friday. It was okay. I wasn't feeling any pain or anything like that. But as soon as I got home, I was scrolling through my phone, and then my hand just started feeling funny. And it started with, like, you know when you're on your phone way too much and your fingers just get kind of overused or like tired. So that's what it felt like. And then at night, by the end of the night, the pain was insanely crazy. Insanely painful. It was still okay though, because like I still managed to go to work the next day, because you guys know I work as a server. And yeah, I was still working fine. Even though I was working with pain, it was bearable, you know. But and then even if I would leave, like I would leave the trays, I was carrying like 3 ramen bowls at a time or 2. I could do it. But at the end of the night, you could feel the intensity of the pain, if you guys know what I mean. But yeah, that was me. And then I was supposed to work on Monday, but I called out. I had to go to urgent care because the pain was just really unexplainable. And it's been that way since then. Yesterday, the pain was just so bad. I was crying, and I decided to go to the ER. But they couldn't do anything because they didn't have any specialist, an orthopedic specialist in the ER. So they didn't do anything. They just gave me like a really strong pain medication, and that's it. That's and then I had to pay $1,100 for that because I just for going to the ER, but they didn't do anything. They just asked me what happened, what is the purpose of my visit in the ER, and yeah, $1,100 down the drain just like that. It's crazy. Our health system is just really funny. But with this experience though, I wanna touch some really some life reflection, or I don't know, like self-reflection of what just happened to me. I remember on Thursday I was supposed to be here, but I didn't go. I didn't come in because I had so much going on. But you know, when I decided not to do the radio show on Thursday, I was like, it's okay. One miss radio show is not gonna hurt, right? But I said, but if I wanted to, I could. But I remember also, like, there was this, you know, when there's like a feeling, some sort of like intuition. something was telling me to do the show for that day, because you never know when you're going to be needing to actually miss at least one show. And I could have used that today, because I'm just now recovering from what happened. I'm still in pain. But I'm not really in pain, but like my arm is really stiff right now. Like I cannot carry anything with this arm. I cannot even open the door with this arm. So I have to use my left arm all the time. And it reminded me of when I broke my arm, like way back 2016. It felt just like that. It's like a deja vu kind of thing. But anyways, what happened last week made me realize that there are so many things in our life that we take things for granted. Definitely, this is such a, how to say this, an eye-opening kind of experience. Even though I had such experience like that before, where you just, you know, life happens and you have no choice but to look back at the things that you take for you take granted for. So that's what happened. I remember yesterday when I was crying in pain, I was praying, you know, calling God that I cannot take this pain anymore. Like, you know, I wanted him to help me to, how to say this, to be able to get through this, I don't know, hardships. Because it was really painful. You know how it feels? I don't know if you guys have any idea to feel like you cannot perform the usual activities that you usually do. And it was hard. It was hard to not be able to eat properly, and I haven't gotten a good night's sleep since this happened to me, because even if I would fall asleep, 2 hours later I would wake up because the pain was just intense. I would wake up because of the pain, and it's so hard to fall asleep when you're in so much pain. So like, it's crazy. And I cannot take any pain medication because you have to wait. I think I have to wait 8 hours before I can take another pain medication, because it's I was taking ibuprofen, and it only lasts for like 3 hours, and then after 3 hours the pain is coming back again. So that's that. So even if I was taking pain medication, it was helpful in for a few hours, and then you would suffer again. So anyways, I remember yesterday when I was going to the ER, my boyfriend had to leave early for work so he could take me to the ER. And so yeah, it was just I was crying, and I started crying. We were in the stoplight, I remember. We were in the stoplight, and then I started crying. I told him that I realize how I take things for granted. And I feel like life has its funny way in putting us in a in our place, you know? Because I remember, like, for the past few weeks, I was really not myself. Like, how can I say this? Like, I was more not ungrateful, but, like, I was really taking things for granted. I forgot the things that I wanna apply to myself to become a better version of myself, such as, you know, reminding myself to be grateful every day for waking up, for being able to function properly. I've become more lazy over the past few weeks. I remember not wanting to go to the gym, and, you know, I was just being lazy at all, like, all the time. I mean, yeah, I was just being lazy. I would rather watch Netflix, even though I have all the time in the world to spend at least 1 hour at the gym to, you know, put in some work. Like, the one that I always tell, you know, the one that I always preach about, you know, it's mind over matter, or, but it's, what is that, body over mind. Yeah, I was doing that practices. I was applying it to myself. Don't get me wrong. It's not the whenever I tell you guys I've been doing that practices, I wasn't lying. But for some reason, before all these things happened, I was I forgot what I've been doing to get better. I mean, to be a better version of myself. And so I forgot all the things that I preach here, which is, you know, always show up for yourself and do things that you want to do, because you never know when you're not going to be able to do things that you always want to do. And so that's what's been happening to me. I lost track of the things that I want to change about myself, or the things that I want to apply to myself in order for me to change and become the best version of myself every day. And so I feel like this happened to me to make me kind of take the time, even though it's a painful experience, very painful. I feel like this is the most painful things that ever happened to me, because I don't even remember experiencing this when I got into an accident. I was always sleeping, so I feel like the medicine that I was taking was making me fall asleep in order for me to not feel the pain. But I don't remember being in this so much pain when I got myself injured back in 2016. But as far as I can remember, this is the most painful, excruciating pain I've ever experienced in my life so far. And I was left with no choice but to look back at my behavior over the past few days before this happened to me. You know, I've been really lazy. I think that is the reason why I didn't even come and do the show on Thursday. Like, you know, I was like, there's always next time. It's crazy. And at work, I would always be, you know, I would always want to be the one to go home early, because in my work, if it's slow, they would start cutting the servers out, so that way So that way, because they don't need that much server when it starts slowing down. So of course they're gonna send people home. And even though I just got there, like my shift just started, I would always wanna be the one to go home first. And I think that was because I'm just really like so over it. Like, I'm like, yeah, and like taking things for granted. Like, I was taking it for granted. And so this happened, and I realized how much I miss out on so many things. I was, okay, you guys, you gotta understand, I was stuck at home for the past few days, being miserable, being in pain, and I don't know, it's just really, it was intense. It was insane. I wouldn't want to wish that on anyone, not even on my enemy, because who is this calling me? But I feel like we all go through stuff in life in order for us to learn. I feel like the reason why I had to, there's always a reason for everything. I believe in that. And this is something that I remember when I was in pain, you know, I was trying to find ways to heal my condition in the most fastest way. And you know, I always wanted shortcuts because I don't want to feel the pain anymore. And I remember, I think yesterday I told myself, it is what it is. All the things that I've been learning about spirituality, you know, meditation, it was the pain is so intense that meditating was so hard because all I could think of was the pain that I'm feeling. And even if I keep telling mind over matter, you know, it's not going to be as painful if you don't pay attention to the pain. It's just so hard to not pay attention because I'm feeling this pain and my arm is like throbbing, and yeah, it's so hard to apply the things that I talk here, which is meditating and like, you know, focus your energy or your attention into something else. It's just so hard. I've been trying that. I've been applying things that I talk about here. When I was trying to get better, it was just not working. I think the pain is just really intense, and so I was still trying, but it's so easy to get distracted when you're going through something like that. But again, I feel like that has a reason why it happened to me. Maybe the universe is telling me, Alona, I'm gonna teach you a lesson. you are losing your reason. No. You're losing, how to say this? You're going sidetrack and you're going on sidetrack again. I feel like that's the right word. But yeah, anyways, it is, let's take a music break, and then I brought a card with me about it's like a conversation card, the one that we saw here few weeks ago. And so since I was not prepared for this show, because normally I type the things that I want to say, and I was not really planning to be here today because I'm just recovering from my, how to say this, from my injury. Is it, would I call that injury? Because I don't know if that's injury, but yeah, basically that's an tendon injury, I would say. Because I'm still recovering, but since the pain is not present anymore, I forced myself to be here. I drove to be here even though I cannot use my other arm. I'm driving with my left arm just to be here. And even though I really don't know what to talk about, I'm still here. And still grateful to be here. I feel like I gotta take advantage of the fact that my arm is not hurting anymore. And hopefully it stays that way. But anyways, let's go on break. And I will come back with some questions and I will answer them. Be right back. All right, welcome back. Thank you for tuning back in to the Alona Show. This is your girl Alona, and you're listening at hawkradio.primestream.com, the official radio station for HCC. Okay, so you know our studio has it's so weird because earlier the on-air music was working. Now I'm using it. It's not working again. Okay, but anyways, welcome back. What was I saying again? Oh yeah. So right now I have a card and it has some questions about spirituality, and I'm just gonna give you guys my opinion about it. Okay. Oh, by the way, we are still in, yeah, we are still in Mercury in retrograde right now. So if you are experiencing some technical difficulties or a lot of miscommunications, that is because of the Mercury in retrograde. And I feel like, I think I explained what that means last week. So if you were listening last week, you would know what it means. But anyways, okay, so first card, it says, which superhero has something to do with spirituality? Oh, this is gonna be, I don't know if this is gonna be controversial, but I would say, and I love this, I think this is my favorite Marvel show too, Doctor Strange. Yes, I would say Doctor Strange, because when I was because it's how can I explain this? Because it's all, I don't know, but for me it's Doctor Strange, because I remember there was like the teacher or like the mentor that's like dressed up as monk, and so I remember when Doctor Strange, before he got into an accident, he was this very arrogant kind of doctor, right? And he believed in his capabilities and all that. And so when things happened, in like when he got into an accident, he had to learn how to, he had an ego death, I would say. And he learned how to be more respectful with time and stuff. So yes, so I feel like, yes, so I think a superhero that has something to do with spirituality is Doctor Strange. I love that show so much because it talks about different dimensions, and if you are into metaphysical stuff, we are in 3D. We are in 3D right now, so that's why you're experiencing 3D experiences. Your human form is in 3D. Earth is very 3D. And so there's 4D, which is, they said it's like where the ghosts are. So there's that. So we are in this different kinds of dimension where everything just coexists. I remember, like, when I was reading Dr. Spence's book called Supernatural, he was explaining what it's like to be in a different, like, what's like being in different dimensions. So he said that the past, the present, and the future, though it doesn't feel like past doesn't exist anymore because it's in the past, and future is still in the future, and then we are here now, the present. But all of these things kind of coexist, but it's all happening in a different time, or yeah, different time and dimension. Not time, because time is, they believe that time is just man-made, but all of these things that, you know, whether that be in the past or the future, they all coexist at the same time. This is why they said that if you want to achieve something in your life, like if you want to manifest something, say for example you want to be whatever you want to do, you want to let's say you want to be a millionaire, there is it's like your higher self is like calling you to be, because you are meant to be a millionaire, something like that. I don't know if that makes sense, but yes, so that's that. Okay, maybe you don't have, it doesn't have to be like, you know when we picture being a millionaire, it's like having this grand mansions and like having planes or like yacht or whatever. It doesn't have to be like that. Maybe you will achieve it in a way where you're gonna have some sort of business or something, or maybe you're gonna be a well-known person in the future, which leads you to be a millionaire. I don't know, but something like that. But they said all these things coexist at the same time, and but you just have to be able to know how to, like if you're manifesting something, you know, you have to be able to kind of detach yourself from what you're wishing for. Say you picture yourself as, okay, I would just put myself as an example, okay? So let's say I want to be a well-known writer, okay? You know, I want to write for this, I want to write for different kinds of production companies, and so I want to be a well-known writer. Now, be that kind, that person I'm picturing as myself kind of exists in the future now. It's existing in the future now, and all I gotta do, my present self have to do now is to put in the work, and that is, you know, practicing to write, studying how to become an effective writer, making great connections, and but at the same time kind of detaching myself that I want to be a well-known writer. It's just that I'm putting in the work to be the person that I want to become without putting any expectations, but I'm actually putting in the work that I need to do in the present moment, you know what I mean? Say, how to say this, like right now I'm in broadcasting program, and even though, okay, so in the past I was imagining myself doing podcasting, correct? And even though it's not what I expected it to be, I am here right now practicing, harnessing and kind of like harnessing my knowledge and like becoming more comfortable in front of the mic to be an effective podcaster, you know? I don't know if that makes sense, but yes, that's what it's like to kind of manifest it, what you want to have, I guess. When I was writing scripts a few months ago, I did not expect myself to be right here right now in front of the mic doing this, and it's insane that I'm actually doing this now. It's crazy, because last year I wouldn't see myself doing this, and it's just crazy how things just plays out, you know? And yeah, I feel like that's called manifestation. I manifested this, even though it's not what I was picturing, like last year. It's not the same. I mean, it wasn't what I was picturing, like exactly what I was picturing. But I am here. I am talking in the mic. I can listen back to myself, and it's being recorded. So it's all the same thing. The only difference is that I cannot edit this out, but I took, I am in the first step of you know, becoming more comfortable talking to myself. And I feel like that also counts. Okay, next card. This is okay. So this is what I've been talking about since the beginning of the show. Have you, so the question is, have you suffered and what did you learn from it? Would you trade the knowledge gained to avoid having suffered? So have you suffered? Yes. I was just suffering, okay, yesterday. Oh my God, you know what? It's crazy that yesterday I was so miserable. Like, I couldn't get up from the bed. And now I am here talking like nothing happened. I don't know if that's a power of prayer, but I would give the credit to that. I was really praying so hard yesterday to get this pain out of the way. Like, I just wanted it to be gone and I will live my life to the fullest. I told them, I told, you know, I was talking to God. I was like, God, please take this pain away. I just want to live normal again. I promise I will be more present. I will be more, oh my God, I start crying again. But I told him, like, I was saying, I was praying that take this pain away, and when it's gone, I'm gonna start living my life, being more in the present and appreciating what's in front of me and what I can do. I will not take things for granted and stuff like that. And I really want to, like, give the credit to that, because it's, I'm here, and it's like, it doesn't seem like I was just in pain yesterday. Because if you guys just, like, if there's like a video of me, what I've been doing inside the room, like how I was suffering from the pain, you wouldn't imagine, like, me being here right now talking. Like, I even managed to drive. It's crazy. But, like, that's the power of prayer. And yeah, I feel like the universe was like, okay, you learned your lesson. I'm gonna take your suffering away. Anyways, so there's another question that, so what did I learn from it? What I learned from this is to, like, never take things for granted. Like, you know, you are here, you are healthy, you have this job, you have so many things, you know, in front of you. Like, there's so many opportunities for you to do for yourself. And just like, you know, when going to the gym, I know some people don't like working out, but they want to start working out, but they're so lazy. I feel like if once you realize that you are able to move, you know, without any restrictions, when you are able to function on the daily, like, no, with no restrictions, you would become more grateful for being normal. Because there are so many people who are incapable of not being able to walk properly, you know, or just do the daily things without being restricted, because they don't have, or like they lost their arm or they lost their foot. And so these are the little things that we normally don't pay attention and take things for granted. And when we have, like, especially with our loved ones, we take them for granted as well. We know that they're just there, but you never know. You never know. You will never know. And so once they're gone, you think back and like, oh my God, I missed the opportunity or the opportunity to make them feel love, or I missed the opportunity to say this, or I missed the opportunity to spend some more time with them. Because we take all these things for granted, and we need to start being more present, like being in the now, instead of wasting our life away with our phones. I feel like I just needed to say that because I'm speaking for myself, because I'm so glued with my phone. I feel like my phone is what led me to be in this kind of suffering last week, because it all started with my phone. When I was using it, I was scrolling through my social media, and you know, all of a sudden it just started hurting. So maybe it's that phone. So they're not good for you. Anyways, another question. What became clear to you after a period of spiritual growth or awakening? What became clear to you after a period of spiritual growth or awakening? This is making me think. Oh, I would say things really do happen for a reason. And people we interact with, people we meet on the daily, is like a mirror to you, I would say. Like, how can I say this? You know when you meet somebody and then you have a conversation with them, and then you had this like some sort of realization, or like you would, it's so hard to explain. Sometimes I have so many thoughts in my head, but when I want to say it out loud, it's just so hard to form words without sounding like, what did she say? Like, without sounding like, huh, what did she just say? Because it's so hard for me to explain. Okay, let's just scratch that. I would say what became clear to me is that we are all just having human experience. We are spiritual beings having a human experience. There you go. Everything that we experience on this earth is just part of human experience, and nothing is personal. Everything happens for a reason. And that is up to you how are you going to learn from the things that is happening in your life. And I feel like a lot of us don't really take the time to do some self-reflection, and that is why some people are so, how can I say, entitled or miserable. Yeah. Okay. Another question. What role does gratitude play in spiritual development? What role does gratitude play in spiritual development? Okay, so when you start becoming more grateful about just everything in life, like even the basic things, you will see things differently. Like, I'm not even kidding, like it changes your energy in a way. Okay, so you know when people are just so miserable, and or like people who complains a lot, And I was like, I was just like that. I remember being just like that few years ago, complaining all the time. And when I started my spiritual journey, and I was a friend of mine gave me this practice to do that before going to sleep, think of three things that you're grateful for. And I think that's when everything started. I started thinking about or like appreciating the little things in my life, such as being able to function on the daily, being able to afford things that I want to buy that I wasn't able to afford before. So when you start looking for things to be grateful for, you have less energy on things that don't matter. Even though, you know, I still complain sometimes, and I feel like that's normal. We vent, we have this interaction with people that make us feel some type of way, and so we complain. But that doesn't mean that you are that person, you know, you're just having an emotion reaction at that time, and so you release it and then you move on. But again, when you start becoming more grateful with the things that you have right now, none of the things that you worry about would matter. You know how we always worry about how can we be rich? Like how am I gonna get rich? You know, but the thing is that doesn't really matter in my opinion. If you say, for example, you're rich, but you're sick. So I feel like you wouldn't be able to enjoy your luxurious life anyways if you're sick. So yeah, so being more grateful right now, like right now, just right now, with all the things, you know, your loved ones are healthy, your loved ones are okay with life, you have what you have right now, it's how to say it is, you would, yeah, I don't know what to say. Honestly, I'm blank. My head is blank. Is going on blank. But you would see life in a different perspective when you become more grateful. And yeah, being more grateful with the things that you have, and less worrying about the things that you don't have. Because, yeah. Okay, another question. I feel like I'm gonna end this show early. Because. What about being human most fascinates you? I think being our ability to expand our mind if we want to. Human knowledge is everything. Our brain is insane. Our mind is crazy. And oh my God, there's nothing else that fascinates me more than our human mind. There's so many things that we can do or achieve if we just get out of self-limiting beliefs. And it's okay that if we, you know, we have self-limiting beliefs because we grew up in such society where we are just put in a box. And, you know, and I'm talking about we when we were born, we go to school, and then we go to school, we learn these things, we do these things, and we're supposed to just graduate from college and work until we die. And so we lost track of actually living in the moment. But that's what self-limiting beliefs is. But the thing is, we can achieve more than that. There's so many things that we can do for our life while we're still here, and being able to kind of get out of your head is one of the greatest things you can do. So that is the most fascinating thing about human, is our brain. Isn't it amazing how can one person just get up, you know, wake up and thought to himself that, oh, you know what? I'm gonna create a machine where all this radio waves is going to transfer into a speaker, so that way a person from like thousands of miles away can hear it. You know, like being able to transfer these frequencies and radio waves into a machine, so that way thousands of people from all over the world can hear me. Isn't that fascinating? Like, it is. And that is all coming from a human mind. So yeah, we are so capable of anything we can think of if you just put your mind to it. Okay, next question. What does it mean to you to live in the present moment? I've been talking about this. So what living in the present moment means is that being aware of what you're doing. Like, just being aware of what's in front of you. You're not thinking about, oh, what am I going to eat later? Or, oh my God, I'm going to the gym later. Or, oh my God, I have to go to work tomorrow. But being in the present moment is actually being present. Like, you know, like me right now, being present right now means I am here talking in front of the microphone. I'm holding my conversation card, and that's it. I'm not thinking about what I'm going to say next, what am I going to say next, or what am I going to do next, or like, you know, that's what being in the moment, in being in the present moment, by actually being present, being aware of your daily activities. I mean, no, not daily activities, but what you're doing right now at this present moment. Next question. Ooh. How do you believe humans came into existence? This is tough because that's still a question that I'm actually trying to figure out. There are so many theories that we have about how humans came into existence, and there are so many conspiracies that I heard of, and none of them still make sense to me. So I still don't know, I really don't have any belief on how we came into existence, because I believe that each stories, you know, our history has a reason. I feel like they are all connected some way, somehow. It's just, they're just being interpreted in a different way, but they all kind of connect somehow. You know how they said we all came from Adam and Eve, but you know, based on science, we came from apes, and then we just kind of evolved to be human. But there's also like a conspiracy where, you know, the conspiracy people, they said that we were aliens who kind of just came to Earth and impregnated this is gonna sound so weird, and impregnated the kind of species that's kind of in the Earth first, and so we kind of just evolved to be what we are now. So I feel like it's so hard because there's really no answers to what, how did we actually came into existence? There's always different kinds of explanation to that. So I really don't know. And to me, I haven't find the right answers that kind of make sense to me yet. How have your beliefs about religion changed over time? It just started changing. I'm not even like paying attention to how it changed, because I was born Catholic, raised as a Catholic, and then I moved to my grandma's house and she's a Christian, so I became, you know, exposed to Christianity, and you know, I became a member of the church, and so now I don't even believe in my religion anymore. It's not like I'm disregarding my religion's belief. It's just some of them just don't make sense. You know how they said that we are sinners and we will go to hell. That's not something that I believe anymore. I feel like it's just kind of, this is gonna be really controversial, but I just don't believe in heaven and hell. And that bad people will go to hell, and then that if you are good person, you go to heaven. I feel like that's a fear mongering kind of things that they put in people's head too. Yeah. Anyways, let's not get into that because it's gonna be very, very controversial. And so I feel like that's it for today. So next week I'm gonna be talking about energy again. I'm gonna talk about that because I really wanna talk about it. Anyways, thank you so much for listening. See you guys next week. Thank you.